The U.S. Air Force has identified the Vermont Air National Guard base at the Burlington International Airport as one of two preferred sites in the country for the new state-of-the-art F-35 jet, but there has been considerable debate in the community over the potential mission in Vermont. The Vermont Chamber of Commerce on Thursday launched a statewide petition to support the F-35 mission in Vermont. The Vermont Chamber says it will retain the 1,100 employees of the Vermont Air National Guard and their $53 million annual payroll. The organization also says a full rollout of the jet in Vermont could lead to 173 direct jobs worth more than $24 million and 485 indirect jobs bringing more than $27 million to the state. Vermont Chamber of Commerce Vice President for Business Development, Chris Kerrigan.
We decided to do the petition in order to really give our statewide membership a voice. We also wanted to communicate that this is not only a local opportunity, this is a statewide opportunity with statewide implications if we don't get it.
Kerrigan says there are members of the chamber that have family and friends that serve with the Guard, businesses that make components for the F-35, and more payroll opportunities if the state gets the jet.
It means local and statewide business. We have members in South Burlington and Chittenden County that actually rely on the business that they do with Vermont Air National Guard personnel. You know, there's a lot of spending that happens as a result of that payroll, and we are saying that is at risk. All of these things are at risk. And securing the F-35 will ensure the continuation of the Vermont Air National Guard for the next 3 to 4 decades.
The Burlington Business Association supports the Chamber's petition effort. Executive Director Kelly Devine says the alternate preferred site in Utah has expressed strong support for the F-35, so it is critical to send a positive message for basing the jet in Burlington.
It sends a message to the folks federally that are making the decision that our community does have some strong support for this program coming to Vermont. There's been a lot of press and coverage in the news about folks that actually don't support the program. Of course, they're entitled to their opinion, but we also want to make sure the voices of those that do favor the program get some exposure. So what we're hoping with the petition is that the folks making the decision get to see that there are a lot of people who really want this program to stay here, and it's not just the business community. It's folks associated with the Guard, it's folks that live in the area, who really appreciate the long tradition of the Vermont Air National Guard in our community.
Opponents are concerned about potential noise from the jets and the impact on the surrounding communities. Attorney and F-35 opponent Jimmy Lees says the chamber is ignoring the impact on low-income residents.
This is the most heavily populated area in Vermont. More than half of Winooski is in the zone that the Air Force says is generally not considered suitable for residential use if the F-35 comes. Think what happens to the tax base, even in South Burlington, from those 120 homes that have been purchased, vacated, and scheduled for demolition. The people who run the Vermont Chamber live in these nice, beautiful neighborhoods far away from the airport. How do they get off saying anything about this issue?
The petition is at the Vermont Chamber's website through August, and a link is available through our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.